I get accused of being patriarchal, kind of seeing differences between men and women. And they emphasize too much, you know, these discrepancies between boys and girls and that kind of stuff. Okay. Well, this is a letter that was sent to me, apparently by a parent from a child, young adult, serving our country. Parent from, we have a Louisville, Kentucky affiliate. I must be in that area. It's a letter from a farm kid. Now at the San Diego Marine Corps Recruit Depot. Dear Mom and Pop, I am well. Hope you are too. Tell Brother Walt and Brother Elmer the Marine Corps beats working for old man Minch by a mile. Tell him to join up quick before all the places are filled. When I got here, I was restless at first because you have to stay in bed until nearly 6 a.m., but I'm getting to the point where I like to sleep in late. Tell Walt and Elmer all the you do before breakfast is smooth your cot and shine a few things. No hogs to slop, feed to pitch, mash to mix, wood to split, fire to lay. Practically nothing. The guys have to shave, but it's not so bad. There's warm water. Breakfast is strong on trimmings like fruit juice, cereal, eggs, bacon, but kind of weak on chops and potatoes, ham, steak, fried eggplant pie, and the other regular food. But tell Walt and Elmer you can always sit by the city boys that live on coffee. Their food plus yours holds you till noon when you get fed again. It's no wonder these city boys can't walk much. We go on route marches, which the platoon sergeant says are long walks to harden us. If he thinks so, that's not my place to tell him different. A route march is about as far as to our mailbox back home. Then the city guys get sore feet and we all ride back in trucks. The country's nice, but it's awful flat. Sergeant's like a school teacher. He nags a lot. Captain is like the school board. Majors and colonels just ride around and frown. They don't bother you much. This next one will kill Walt and Elmer with laughing. I keep getting medals for shooting. I don't know why. The bullseye is near as big as a chipmunk head and it doesn't move. It ain't shooting at you like the Higgett boys back home. All you got to do is lie there all comfortable and hit it. You don't even load your own cartridges. They come in boxes. Then we have what they call hand-to-hand combat training. You get to wrestle with them city boys. I have to be real careful, though, because they break. They break real easy. It ain't like fighting with the old bull at home. I'm about the best they got in our outfit, except for Tug Jordan from over in Silver Lake. I only beat him once. He joined up the same time as me, but I'm only 5'6" and about 130 pounds, and he's 6'8" and weighs nearly 300 pounds dry. Well, be sure to tell Walt and Elmer to hurry and join before other fellows get onto this setup and come stampeding in. Love y'all. Your loving daughter, Gail.